The Playing Fields Blog. Observations of Suburban Life from Sweet Apple, Georgia. Written by your neighbor. Installment number one. A plague of bulldozers and white Escalades. A woman at my hair salon today asked me where I'd learned to put on makeup. I considered this a compliment, having always taken good care of my skin for the sole purpose of making it a smooth palette on which to put makeup. I could tell she was a transplant to our North Atlanta suburb of Sweet Apple by her accent and by her question. Every true Southern mama teaches her daughter about makeup. I think in some parts of the Deep South, like the Mississippi Delta, girls are born with makeup brushes clutched in their tiny hands. This might be hearsay, but have you ever noticed how many Miss Americas are from Mississippi? She asked me to say a few words for her, like honey and fiddle-dee-dee and damn, to hear my accent, and then actually asked if I'd ever heard of the hanging of an innocent man around these parts. I had the sudden and horrible thought that those who aren't from around here might think that Gone with the Wind or that song about the night the lights went out in Georgia were true compasses showing what they might discover here in Sweet Apple. That's when I decided I needed to write a blog, a sort of tutorial or map for the newcomers here. A way for them to educate themselves on the ways of the South and its natives before they do something heinous like wear white pants after Labor Day or show up at a funeral without a chafing dish full of Southern comfort food. Just like all polite Southern conversations, this one, I thought, should start with the weather. For those newcomers who haven't yet experienced what we locals refer to as the furnace, the heat of a Georgia summer arrives suddenly. The cicadas begin their whirring song in the trees as a sort of advance warning, and by the time the tree frogs begin burping in unison, summer is here. But if you live in one of our new neighborhoods, you won't be able to hear the cicadas or the frogs because of the incessant thumping of your neighbor's HVAC systems, rumbling all day long like an endless shouting match. I'd like to suggest turning off the air conditioning in the evenings when it's cooler to hear yourselves think for a change. Hear the voices of your neighbors, even. It's easy to think we all live in our own air-conditioned bubbles, but we don't. We have to share our breathing space with our neighbors. And don't forget, we're all supposed to love our neighbors no matter how difficult they sometimes make it. Like when they vote to bulldoze another farm, or park in the fire lane at Kroger, or tailgate me in their white Escalade. Sometimes it's a Mercedes or BMW SUV and even the occasional Honda, but it's always white. Even when I'm going the speed limit. Being late for a chemical peel does not give you the right to tailgate, no matter how uneven your skin tone. It's not very neighborly. Yes, we're supposed to love our neighbors. Yet I still can't shake my daydreams where I come up with 1,000 different ways in which I can make some of them disappear. Permanently. Thank heavens, they're just daydreams.